What's up, legends, and welcome back to our bonus podcast, bonus hubcast, sub-hub cast.
Ooh.
Somebody actually did suggest something like subcasts, hubcast, subcast. So we're still wanting some suggestions. I still want a couple of good ones before we do a Twitter vote, and then you guys will vote on it. But for now, we're just going to call it Hubcast Bonus. And today your hosts are a Nick,
a Nate,
and a Link
to the past.
Every time.
So, you know me, you know, Nate. Link is a little newer. He is our PR guy. We're going to have you introduce yourself. Say what you do for the group.
I contribute an unnecessary amount of awesomeness every single day that I show up. But on top of that, technically, I'm the PR person. I run a lot of the social media aspects for TX3, and I communicate with you guys daily, whether it's via Twitter or Discord or anything like that. But mostly just the awesome part.
Yep. We just had a giveaway, $50 on Discord. All you had to do was say at Link and then what your favorite game was. We have another giveaway that we're doing for this week. Link, why don't you tell them about it?
Yep. So really simple. Once you're in the Discord, just go in the general chat, at me again to where everybody can see. And that way I give you credit, but you just tell us where you're from. For instance, I am from Central Florida. Nate, where are you from?
I am from East Texas.
And Nick?
I'm from Boise, Idaho. Why are you guys afraid to say what city you're from? I'm Boise.
Because Boise, I don't want to get striked.
I'm a Boise boy. I like Boise blow. I got blue blood
but
in my veins. Broncos.
But just you know like it. That.
Maybe if you had a good college team, you'd actually have some pride in yourself.
Oh, when's the last time Boise State won a championship? Anyway.
Actually, very recently.
So my point with that is, just like that, you can be entered in a giveaway. Last week, we did give away $50. I like to keep the prize secret until the end, so feel free to do that before Friday.
All right, make sure to keep your eyes open. We do have a pretty good sponsor deal coming forward for even more giveaways. So follow us on Twitter at Apex Legends Cast on Twitter. And pinned to the top will always be our most recent podcast, plus all the places you can get them, plus our Discord. So pay attention to the Twitter, pay attention to our Discord. And one way or another, you'll figure out what that sponsorship is and how you can get in on it. So get in on it.
Get in on it.
So let's just jump into it. Let's just dive right in. Am I right? So we had a lot of, well, I mean, not a lot, but we had enough to talk about on our last podcast, Hubcast, that we didn't get a chance to get around to the reader mail. So we wanted to make sure to do that. And so the bonus podcast was perfect for that. So, you can write into us either on our Twitter or at apexlegendshubcast@gmail.com. Just like Brandon did. Hi there, guys. First off, love the podcast. And that's all he said. Okay, let's move on. No,
I'm just... Nailed it. Good job, Brandon.
And can't wait to hear the next one you guys do. He's yelling at us, by the way. It's exclamation point. Well, I can't wait to see what you do, especially when the rants goes on. This is my little rant about being knocked down. I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks this, but when I get knocked down and I can see the enemy clear as day, either reviving their own teammate or healing themselves, I will spam the ping button on the enemy, basically trying to tell the random teammate or mates to engage now. I'm a bad reader. Have you guys ever had this experience? Is it just... time, what
have you guys ever had a bad experience, or is it just time for me to get a mic?
Yes, it is time for you to get a mic, but you know, there are plenty of people out there who are just like antisocial. Nothing wrong with that. That is specifically what the ping system is. That's why it's so great, because like I've even heard like top tier people like Angry Joe or Jim Sterling, and they've talked about how like they don't really like getting on the mic, and part of that might be because of their, you know, quote unquote fame, and so they just, you know, they don't want to. They don't want to hear for a half hour, "Oh my God, I love you so much. Yeah, I just got killed. Can you revive me?" You know what I mean? So it could be that. But then also it's just like, you know, sometimes you need to turn your brain off. You know, you don't want to be that business guy, for instance. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to turn on the business because what you're trying to do is play the game. And so I feel like that might have another part to do with it. So as far as like the pinging, or pinging while you're down, rather. That is a mixed bag. Because, like, I like the fact that you can do it. But, yeah, whether or not people actually pay attention. And especially, like, if you ping somebody and then they come to revive you first. I'm like, no, no, leave me, leave me.
Now, Brandon, one thing I will tell you is when I get knocked down, I get back up again.
Oh, my God. Because you're never going to keep me down. Oof.
Oh my God, that was a good one. So anyway, no, I see where you're coming from. Now, anytime that I get downed, I pretty much feel useless, and I think that's kind of the point. But I think that's something good to do, especially when you're playing with randos, is, hey, I'm down. Hey, I'm looking at the enemy. He's right here. Ping, 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 ping. I mean, that makes sense. But Nick, I've encountered that too, and I've even done that where, like, oh, you're down. Let me go revive you. And you're like, no, there's someone literally around the corner. Go get them. So
yeah.
I see what you're saying. It is kind of a mixed bag, but I think that since you can still do the ping, I think that since you can still ping while you're down, that's something that you should do to, if especially if you're not communicating with mics at all, or you're just playing with randos, that's pretty much kind of the best thing that you can do.
Yeah. And one thing I did want to point out, it's more subtle in his thing, but he does say something about when you get knocked down and you can see them clear as day. And I'm wondering if part of that reason is because, like, it kind of goes black and white. And so you can see them clear as day, even though maybe you weren't able to see them clear as day, like, 2 seconds ago.
The way I take that is what we've talked about before on our first episode. When you're engaging the enemy, when you're still up, the enemies can kind of be hard to see depending on the terrain you're looking at. So they're not exactly clear at this point. But whenever you're down, you literally just got killed by someone and they're standing directly in front of you. So that's the way I took it, is I can see them clear as day because they're right in front of me because I'm down. So
yeah. Now, I'm just meaning like the contrast changes.
Right, right.
And so I do feel like maybe they are a little bit clearer, and that might have something to do with black and white. It might have something to do just mentally you are more aware of them. But I do feel like sometimes I do see them a little bit more clear when I get down, because it can be like, oh, well, yeah, they're right there.
Now, one thing I will say as far as the mic thing is like Nick was saying, having a mic in general is a mixed bag, because you can have a mic and maybe you're the only one, and you can, you know, do like what Nick does or what I do, where we'll do vocal call outs. You know, we'll ping, but we'll also be like, hey, there's something over here. And if you're playing with guys that don't have mics, you're not going to really know if they're getting annoyed by that or not. But depending on how often you do that, if you're playing with randos, it could be an annoying situation for them. I'm like, I wish this guy would shut up. You know, because I've had that experience before that I actually had a long time ago. Like, I was playing Call of Duty Ghosts, and this guy was being, like, the commander of the team. It was helpful, but it was so funny because all of my teammates were like, oh, my God, I wish this guy would shut up. Because, I mean, he was hardcore being like, got an enemy in the corner. Enemy right over there. Come on, guys, we got to go. And I appreciated it.
Was this Stone Mountain?
I appreciated it. Because I liked, if we're like in a competitive team environment, I like to have someone that's like that. So, with Apex in particular, because of the ping, we've said before, you don't need a mic. But if you're playing with guys that you know, like, having a mic for communication is a really good tool.
So for me, I know that there have been a couple times, and maybe you guys can relate to this, that my teammate gets downed. I'm kind of like searching around, like, you know, what the hell downed you? How'd this happen? And you start looking around, you can't find anything. Then all of a sudden they ping the person, and it's the exact same situation that Brandon described, where they're literally reviving maybe 3 feet away. And that has helped me get a few kills. So in that sense, I applaud you for that. I'm the kind of player that even if Nate and Nick and I were playing and we're in a party on PlayStation, I'm still going to ping it regardless of if I've told them the exact location where this guy's last footprint was. So I appreciate whenever someone does that to me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can get that.
And so then we have somebody else that wrote in. It's another Brandon, it looks like. Mm-hmm. It's a different Brandon, but Brandon just the same. I actually have a question for the show, or to at least get you guys, your I think he meant your guys. See, now, I'm a bad reader, but then sometimes it's just...
Nick, do you want me okay, to do this one?
Why?
I'm just f***ing with you. Because you were having trouble reading, and then the guy I was making a joke was like, do you want me to do this one?
Anyways, I actually have a question for the show, or to at least get your guys' thoughts. My buddy and I play but don't have a third, and always just play with a random. We ping endlessly through the game to try and help them out, but do party chat. Oh, but do party chat because we are constantly talking about random that is in no way related to the game. As the third teammate, would you rather have two that are in a party chat but still ping, or two that are open chat but talking about random like their dogs or kid, real estate bubbles in Texas, work and school, etc.? That's the big reason we do party chat. We worry that it'll just annoy the hell out of whoever we are playing with. Now, this is kind of interesting because you kind of started talking about this on the last question.
Right. So one thing I want to point out is I love how you were so accurate in what you guys were talking about. Instead of just saying, hey, we talk about random stuff, you went into depth about the real estate bubbles in Texas. I appreciate that. My first reaction to this is like, you guys are very considerate. Like, you don't see that a lot in games, especially like, I know Call of Duty is a big example where you'll have a bunch of guys either talking or have someone playing music. So you're being considerate in the sense of you guys know that you're talking about stuff that you guys want to talk about, and maybe not everyone wants to hear that. So you'll put yourself in a party chat.
Yeah.
So if I'm the third, here's the thing. I don't care if you guys are if you guys are open to having a conversation, I'll jump in to talk with you guys. But if you guys just want to do your thing and still ping, I think that's good enough. And, you know, I won't know any better because you guys are in a party chat. I'll just know that you guys are being productive by pinging. Now, if you, on the opposite end, if you were just in a party chat and not helping out the other teammate at all, I would get pissed because it's like I can clearly see you guys are communicating, but I'm being left out to die here.
Yeah, most of my rants do kind of go along the lines that, like, I even talked about one that was specifically about party chat, but the only reason that pissed me off is kind of like Nate just said, I could tell that they were communicating because they're moving in unison, versus the one time I was trash, quote unquote, and he got on the mic just to say so, the one time that happened, I was going towards the ping, you know, and it just so happened that instead of going west and around, I went straight up south towards the ping that he gave me and ended up dying, you know? And so there is a huge difference between, you know, pinging to your heart's desire and actually like following through with it. You know, I think like unless that third person is a rando Rambo, you do kind of need to treat them like a third wheel, like not in a patronizing way, but like, let's face it, you do have to make sure, okay, are they paying attention? Because then you can make the decision one of two ways. Either they're not paying attention and it's like, well, we're communicating, let's just try to roll with that. Or they are paying attention and so, you know, you just make sure you don't go too far ahead of them or too out of the way, or you're communicating the correct information rather than like in my case where it's like, well, I went towards the plane.
if I may. What's up, Brandon? First of all, thank you so much for this because...
What's up, guys?
What's going on, guys? Anyway... I have a very strong opinion on this one, actually. My opinion is that If you are playing the game and you have you and your friend who are talking about random things, I would much, much, much rather you be in the game chat with me. The reason is, if you jump in a party, right, and you're talking about random things, you could sneak in a sentence like, hey, the real estate bubble in Texas is crazy. There's a guy on our left. Should we go get him? No, okay. And the random person would have no clue about that. While the ping system is super, super good to the point that other games, not to be mentioned, are starting to copy it, they, not to be mentioned, we'll talk about that maybe in 2 weeks.
He who shall not be named.
Anyway, I think the ping system is great, but not always are you going to remember to use it. And that's not necessarily your fault. It may just be such a quick thing that you don't have time to physically mark it before you have to turn around and start shooting. So I would much rather you be in that moment with me. And even if it's something random that I can't relate to, which I'm the kind of player who's going to jump in the conversation and just try to make a funny quirk.
Yeah, me
even
too.
Even if I don't understand it. Like, if you're talking about Texas real estate, I'm going to be like, yeah, but Houston's really going down, hey? And just see what you say. I would much rather you be in there with me just in case that happens, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think in general, if you're playing with people like us, we are nice guys, and so we would much rather be a part of the conversation than not part of the conversation. But more generalizing, or more in a more general sense, like, not everybody's like that. So you could have people that I don't know. It is kind of a catch-20 situation, I think, because, you know, you could do it and you're like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. And you get in a really good conversation with somebody you never met before. Or you could have the guy be a complete dick and like go off on his own or not respond to you or even get mad at you. Like, hey guys, can we focus on the game? You know, you can have that happen. So I don't know. That is a tough question, because I feel like us three, we're nice guys. We're the kind of guys that if we were your random third, we'd probably join in the conversation. We'd have a good time. We'd talk about like some just really inappropriate stuff and just laugh our asses off. We'd end up dying and be like, all right, well, GG, see you later.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're not going to, like, unless you're just being straight annoying, because I've had people before.
True.
And even like old clans back in the day, like, you know, it would be a group thing. We're all enjoying each other. And you'd always have that one guy that's like, hey, guys. And it's just like, okay, hey, buddy.
All right, let's do this. Leroy J. Jenkins.
But no, that is a good question. And it's kind of take our answers however you will. You know, it's totally up to you how you guys want to handle it, and you can do it on a case-by-case basis. You know, try it out, try an open chat, and if you get too many reactions like, hey, can we stop talking, just go back to what you're doing.
Yeah, because I mean, I do find myself leaning a little bit towards Link in the sense that I would like to be included. And in fact, sometimes that could be what's so detrimental to my experience as a whole, is that I go in there, I'm not having fun because I'm not talking to anybody, but I'm also having no fun because, you know, I'm not the best player. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a good experiment just to, like, go in there. Or, you know, join our Discord and then you're in with a bunch of people who are nice.
Shameless plug. That's a good one, too.
Have a lot of pool.
Love it. This next one comes from Lee. Is that correct? Lee?
Lay.
Huh.
Either way, Lay. It's a cool name. I like any names that end in H. I think that's a cool touch. Anyway, they write in and say, hey guys, amazing show. My question is, how can I change my play style? I've played a ton of matches of Apex, and I have about 3 kills. I had the same problem with Destiny PvP. I can't help but freeze when I see an enemy, and I can't help but just stand there and trade bullets and ultimately get killed. How can I change my mindset to be a bit more tactical? They also write, thanks again for creating this podcast. It's a highlight of my week. Cheers, dudes.
Aw, thank you, bastardo. If you're not looking at our show notes, that seems really random. You scum death. That's what you are. You're a bastardo scum death. Which, once again, if you guys are going to give us your names, you probably need to make sure to let us know what platform you're on. Scum Death Space Bastardo, I think, could be either Xbox or PC, right? Because, like, Xbox, they allow spaces, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, if you're going to give us your names, guys, just make sure you give us your platform as well, just so that we can, you know, shout that out.
I can build this one first, if you'd like.
Go ahead.
Go for it. The opinion that I would come at you with is you and I are kind of in the same boat. For those who don't know me that well, I have Tourette syndrome. And for me, sometimes that acts up at the wrong time, like when you see an enemy right in your face. And it can be very difficult to secure kills for me sometimes. Another thing is I am kind of getting up there in age to where I don't have as fast of a reaction as someone 10 years younger than me playing this game. So what I enjoy doing, and the reason I enjoy Apex so much, is just as important as gun skill and actually executing things is strategy. And I'm sure you can attest to this. If you've played loads and loads of games, there are some games where you find yourself in the final two or three, and maybe you have a win, maybe you don't, but you get to that because you made the better moves, even if you didn't pull the trigger quick enough. So the overall advice I would give you is, number one, keep working at it, because it does come with time. And even though it seems like you've played tons of games and you only have three kills, you do have three kills, which means obviously you know how to kill people. And two, don't give up on strategy. Like, the way I contribute to a team more than anything is just strategical thoughts. Like, I think out loud. I'm like, hey, maybe we should push this rock path. Maybe we should go over here. I'll scan over here. Let me rotate this way. And I think contributing to a game like that in that way is just as important as physical kills.
Yeah. This is a hard one, because although I don't have the same problem of freezing up, I have the problem of not being able to, like, complete the kill, you know, and it can be really frustrating. In fact, like, I would say that I believe it was on the last episode or the last bonus podcast, I was talking about how, like, my spirit was dwindling, and that's still kind of true as far as, you know, like, I can get kills, but it's just not as often as I would like. And although I don't have three kills, I have more than that, but it still can be very disheartening as far as not being able to, like, pull it off. Because, I mean, and this goes back to what I was saying about, like, Ninja, Shroud, Dizzy, and stuff like that. You see these guys, and you see how they're able to pull off all these, like, feats of strength. And so then when you're not able to do the same thing, it sets this false equivalency. Since I can't do that, that means I'm a bad player, you know? And maybe in the eyes of the uber competitive, you are technically a bad player. But I think what's more important is sort of what Link was starting to touch on is the tacticism. You know, are you able to contribute in other ways? Because if you can't contribute in damage, well, you could still contribute in suppressing fire. So you can be the suppressor as the other person who is a lot better as a Wraith or maybe a Pathfinder. Let them go in and get the kill confirmed. I think that might be, because not everybody, this is something to really keep in mind for everybody. Not everyone is a Slayer. There are Slayers and then there are support characters. If you're a support character, that's not a bad thing, especially in a game that encourages it. You know, a game that encourages you guys to work together. And I guess that's it. I mean, now I felt like I had a chain and then my sick brain just went.
Well, I'll break this down a little bit. I've got a few different examples. So I see where you're coming from on this. And I've said this before about a kill confirmed example for Call of Duty. But another example I have is with Battlefield. Battlefield 3 and 4 in particular. Well, 3 in particular. When Battlefield 3 came out, I never was a Battlefield player. I didn't really play Battlefield 2 or 1942 or anything like that. So I jumped into Battlefield 3 pretty fresh. And at the time, I was a competent Slayer. You know, I would get kills. But one of the things that I focused on the most, because I mostly come from Call of Duty and skill set is a little bit different, I always played the medic. So I would always make sure to drop health packs, and I would always make sure to revive down teammates. That's the way I played Battlefield 3. Now, definitely, of course, there were times where I went on the offensive, but for the most part, I was a support character, and that's exactly how I played. And kind of with my example I've given before about kill confirmed in Call of Duty, anytime I play that mode, I'm going for kills, yeah, but my main focus is getting tags, always getting tags. Yep. I will be the bludgeon, and I will get killed as much as I have, as much as I can, to get those tags, because I know, even in, which, slight rant, even in kill confirmed, it's not team deathmatch, guys. You got to get the kill. You got to get the tag. Don't just kill people and not get the tag. That annoys the hell out of me. But what I would say is, in terms of Apex, is kind of figure out what your main is going to be. If you're not as competent in when it comes to kills, focus on something like a lifeline, or focus on something like even Blothunda. Is that right? I said that right.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, I said it right. Focus on characters like that where your main goal is the tacticism of the team to either give call outs, like in terms of pinging enemies, or something like Lifeline where you are reviving down teammates. You know, that's maybe where I would try and focus on, is to kind of pick more of the support characters and try to be less focused on being the aggressor and kind of, you know, I mean, keep trying to be an aggressor, because in time you are going to get better at that. You know, it just kind of, you do it enough, you know, you're going to get competent at it. But that would be my advice, like Nick was saying, is to give a more support basis. You know, try and figure out which character works best for the playstyle that you're wanting to achieve, and just go from there.
Yeah. I can't remember who I was on with, but there was one person I was on with, and we were talking about, like, when, oh, I think it was Coach, actually, because I was trying to get him into the game and see how he liked it, and he's like, you know, it's like, why can't we just play this with bots? You know, and it's like, I have to admit, like, I would love that, because there is one thing about, like, Call of Duty that I love, and that's just being able to jump in and get used to the maps by playing with bots. Now, not everybody is going to like this, but just, like, that'd be one thing to kind of set you apart from all the other battle royales, other than the fact that you're just freaking awesome, you know? But I would love to just be able to jump in and play with bots, and I can lower their difficulty, I can make them higher. Maybe I can have it be a mixed bag where some are good and some are bad to make it a little bit more realistic. But oh my god, I would love some way of just doing that. And another thing, on a side note, I hope maybe they do kind of like with Blackout, not too long after launch, had it so that you can have like private servers. And I mean, I feel like Fortnite had that probably, but to have that on the console for Blackout was like really nice. So like, if I wanted to, I just get like 8 people together and we just, you know, dick around. Like, that would be freaking awesome, you know? And I really wish there was some type of training mode. And me and Coach had a good idea that, like, even if you could only access the training mode until like level 20 or something like that, after that you have to go into ranked or something. But just being able to, like, a good example would be like Paladins. With Paladins, you get put into basically a co-op match against bot players. And so it gives you a really good feel for all the characters. Which one do you want to main? Which ones? And so you have to get to a certain rank before you actually even get into ranked matches. You know, for the Uber guys who are all about competition, they're going to get through that 20 levels and they're going to get that in a day. So why does that hurt? You know, like, I don't know. It's something that, like, I've heard people complain about. And it's like matchmaking based, or not skill based matchmaking. What's wrong with that? Like, if you want to be competitive, I totally understand, and that is your bag, great for you. But skill based matchmaking would be freaking awesome. I would love to go into a match and only be up against people who are around my skill level, you know, and I'd like be able to toggle it. You know, toggle it so that it's skill-based versus ranked. You know, some kind of way to differentiate, okay, here I'm going in with a bunch of people who maybe don't know that much, and here I'm going into ranked. I think some way to differentiate it, just so that I can stop having so many losses in a row, would be really nice. Because and I feel like not only that, but that is a huge turnoff for most people when it comes to Battle Royale in general. And with me and a lot of other people out there, One thing that intrigues me about Apex Legends is the game itself and the mechanics and everything. So it's like, there are probably plenty of people out there, like Coach, for instance, he played it. We did like maybe 5 or 6 rounds and he's just like, I don't know if this is for me. And I 100%, I get it, because it's like, we were not doing good. We were not getting any kills and it just, it wasn't that fun, you know? And so I get how there are some people out there like him who just wanted to be like, you know what? I'm good. I tried it. It's not for me, you know, but how many more people would it be for if you just had a little bit more of a curated list?
Right. And we've seen scope-based matchmaking in other shooters before, like Call of Duty, for example. I remember, you know, there for a while, like, people were really wanting that, and they, you know, included that after a while in certain entries. I can't really think of the ones in particular off the top of my head, but I think they'll have to figure that out for Battle Royale, because I feel like doing skill-based matchmaking for Battle Royale can be a little bit more complicated just due to player size. Now, They could do something like where you can pick a server, so you can do something like beginner server, intermediate. So that might be a use, but again, that would be investing time into figuring out how that would work. And so that might be a thing going forward, but, you know, that I don't know a whole lot. But I get where you're coming from as far as skill-based matchmaking. That would definitely be a benefit to a lot of people. Especially also, you can cheat the system a little bit if you're a competent player and start like fresh. You can just go into like the beginning ranked skill-based matchmaking and just wreck shop, and that always feels great.
Yeah. All right, and then we're going to be trying something a little new today. We're going to be doing a roundtable question of the week. So, Link, why don't you
take
that over?
What's going on, guys? Your awesome host, Link, back here again.
You don't have to keep, like, this isn't the first time they're hearing you.
I am. I just have to remind them how awesome I am. So, what we decided to do is basically come up with a question that the community overall could answer. Something creative, not necessarily the normal questions like which gun is best or anything like that, but something a little bit different. So I came up with one for the group this week, and I think it's pretty interesting. Basically, I want to know, if you could be any of the legends for a day, which one would you be and why? So I first want to hear, because I'm super excited about this answer from Nick, to be honest with you guys. So why don't you tell us? Well, I just feel like you're going to have some answer that I don't expect. Like, I feel like mine is pretty self-explanatory, but I feel like yours is going to be very creative, if you will.
Oh, okay. Well, now I feel like I'm going to let you down. I think if I could be anybody for a day, I think I'd want to be Pathfinder, because he's so mobile. Having that grappling hook and just being able to like whip myself around, I think it'd be really, really cool. I myself am kind of a bigger guy. I have a lot of back problems, so being able to just like whip around the battlefield and like even just the zip line, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
So I'm going to stay on brand. I'm not going to give you one answer.
You son of a bitch.
So I'm a double-edged thing. I feel like I would want to be Mirage for a day, just to be a trickster for a day and just mess with people. Do the whole thing of like, hey, like, oh, hey, there's me. Oh, just kidding. It's not, you know, I think that would be fun. But I think my true answer would probably be Wraith, simply because as a kid, you know, when you think about what superpower do you want as a kid, one of the things that I have always wanted is the teleportation ability. To be able to just be in one place and then another at a second, you know. And so with having an ability like Wraith, it's not exactly teleportation, but in a sense it is. I mean, just think of all the things that you could do or get done. I mean, having Wraith's abilities gives you let's not get into that. Even like with work, like let's say you're a construction worker or something like that, you like open up a portal to get some like pallets or something from one end of the place to another. I mean, if you think about it like that, you have a lot of uses for things like Wraith's abilities. Now, the only thing I wouldn't want about hers was the hearing voices, because I don't want to go crazy.
I mean, I do that enough right now anyway, so.
Exactly. They're talking to
I think
me right now.
Mine, I was thinking Lifeline for a couple reasons. Number one, you know, if you have a bad day, right, you slip and fall or whatever, you just kind of heal yourself. I think that would be, you know, cool to experience once. Mm-hmm, the other one is if you're IRL and you drop a care package, first of all, I'd want to know what would come in that care package, right? Would it be, I know we're getting completely crazy here, but would it be like stuff M&Ms. Featured in Apex, or would it be like, oh, look, a pack of Oreos. This is something I could really use. You know what I mean?
Dude, imagine if you're hungry and you don't get to take a lunch break. Just go outside, drop a care package, and it's like
McDonald's. Yes, and while the care package seems like a true Grubhub right there, it would only be 9 minutes in real life. So you could just drop 100 of these and get like whatever you want, basically.
Now, the problem would be wherever you're working, you're probably going to mess up that parking lot wherever you drop it. So that would be an issue there. You'd have to pay the fee.
I don't know. It does kind of touch down pretty easily. I mean, other than like scourge marks.
Well, you think about it like Spider-Man. Like, I remember one of my favorite commercials ever for a video game was Spider-Man 2, where it showed the guy off the side of the skyscraper wiping away Spider-Man's webs, and then it panned out and showed a full cleanup crew across the city having to clean up his mess from how he was getting around. So I think of it like that. But yeah, no, Lifeline, like that's kind of the same thing with Wraith, where you can heal yourself, you know, if you slipped and fall, or if you're hungry or you need some kind of utility, just drop a care package with whatever you need in it.
But if you guys want, you can participate in that. We're going to have a little channel in the Discord for you to answer. On top of that, staying on brand, as a wise person once said to me, I'm going to put a little bit of incentive on it. I think our favorite answer will be read by the guys on the Hubcast proper. And with that, we're also going to be giving out a $25 gift card to the platform of your choice, whether that be Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. So give us your best answer, give us why, and we'll pick one and read it.
Nice. All right, so that is going to be it for the bonus podcast of the day, your sub-hub. I am kind of growing on that one now.
Yeah, I'm getting real partial to that.
So anyways, if you guys do have a title for the bonus podcast, let us know, and we'll do a vote on Twitter coming up probably this week. Because then if we don't, we're going to go into the third episode without a title. So please let us know what you'd like the bonus to be, and we'll make sure to choose that sometime throughout the week. So keep your eyes out on @ApexLegendsCast on Twitter, or ApexLegendsHubcast@gmail.com. You can also find our Discord in the description, or pinned to the top is always our most recent episode where you can get it, and the Discord, so you can go there. All right, thank you so much for joining me, Nate.
You're welcome.
Oh God. And Link, thank you so much for joining the team.
Christ.
Nice. All right, so this was the episode that we are doing right now, and we are concluding it in such a fashion to say, have a good day.